Head to B-Dubs for all the game day action and, more importantly, specialties like the Big Jack Daddy Burger, topped with pulled pork onion rings and cheddar jack cheese. A big burger for a big game, just like it should be. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Everyone has someone to thank during the holidays. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to share a thank you that may be read on air right here on B96, Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Attend the Ileana Golf Merchandise Sale November 20th through 22nd at Balmoral Woods in Crete. 15 area professionals have combined their merchandise under one roof to pass drastic savings on to you. For more info, visit BalmoralWoods.com.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Tonight.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. From last year to this, Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase says Jay Cutler has gotten better.
We got a long way to go. I think we've made some strides as far as our ball security in the pocket. I think a lot of it has been he's getting the ball out quick. He's been decisive. There's no hesitation. And I think him and Dahl have done a great job, you know, within practice, being conscious about it and working on drills to make sure that we're better in that area.
He had a nice game on Sunday against the Rams, hoping to do the same thing coming up against the Broncos this Sunday. Bears did practice indoors today. It was windy outside, so they decided to take it indoors. Alshon Jeffrey and Matt Forte had to sit out. Pernell McPhee is going to be a game-time decision. We've got football on the Score tonight, starting at 6 o'clock with Bears All Access. Then at 7, Jaguars take on the Titans. The Lions have hired Rod Wood as their new team president. They're also forming an advisory board as they look for a new general manager. Baseball, the National League, and American League MVPs will be announced this hour. The Cubs, by the way, have signed reliever Andury Acevedo to a one-year contract. Also, another reliever, lefty Jack Leathersich, has been claimed off waivers from the Mets. And speaking of the Cubs, the Score's Bruce Levine says Jeff Samardzija's return to the North Side is more probable than not. After the starter met with Theo Epstein, the team president, they had dinner last night here in Chicago. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe in Burbank and Darien open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, catering, banquets, carryout, pickup, and delivery. For everything Chuck's, visit chuckscafe.com. 670 weather tonight, clear, low of 32, partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 48. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville, LibertyAutoCity.com.
This is Ian in New Jersey. I'm here for...
Who you crapping?
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this. Johnny Knox texted me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
Who are you crapping?
You're telling me lies, you're putting me down, you're starting to make me cry.
Seem like there's so much BS out there. I mean, I don't know who's making that crap up.
It's like last week you guys had a call and he said, you know, that farmer, who are you crapping? And then it gets on my hair.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap me. No.
Who You Crappin' is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. As always, I like to keep this simple. Limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And if you run on, you go blathering on and you don't get to the point. That too.
And good luck to us. We will start with Black Physicist on the score.
And trouble brewing right off the bat.
This crap is to former University of Illinois athletic director Mike Thomas. Addressing his recent firing as AD, Thomas said, quote, I am honored to have served in this role for the past 4 years, and I am proud of the accomplishments of our students during this time, on and off the field. They have excelled in competition in the classroom and in the community, and they exemplify the humility, dedication, and work ethic that are hallmarks of this university, unquote. Really? In February 2014, the Herald and Review reported that an Illini football player was arrested and charged with DUI. And the Chicago Tribune news story in August 2015 mentioned that during the 2014-2015 school year, student athletes on the university's football, basketball, and baseball teams tested positive 65 times for banned drugs such as weed, speed, opiates, and ephedrine. Yeah, Mike, just two examples of fine, upstanding student athletes that you can truly be proud of. Not Mike Thomas, who you're crapping.
Bizarre.
Mike says Dez Bryant went off last week about how the Cowboys have been criticized in the press. After various reports leaked out about a 10 to 15 minute expletive-laden tirade that Bryant unleashed on some reporters, Bryant tweeted a screenshot of a note he wrote about the situation on his iPhone. The screenshot revealed that Dez does not like to be talked down to. Not only did he reject AutoCorrect's condescending insistence that he properly conjugate adverbs, but he also argued that players shouldn't be criticized or unfairly maligned by reporters. His note explained, let me remind you, we are humans as well with families. Dez, you didn't need to remind us that you have a family. We know you have a brother because you assaulted him. And we know you have a mother. Because when she tried to stop you from assaulting your brother, you attacked her as well. If you've been arrested for beating multiple members of your immediate family, you probably don't want to argue that you should be immune from criticism because you're a human with a family. Instead, if you don't want the Cowboys to be criticized, try winning more. So to Dez's family man, Bryant, who are you crapping?
Nicely done.
Paul is in Schaumburg. He's on the score.
In Monday's press conference, current Ravens head coach and former roller derby jammer John Harbaugh lamented Sunday's loss. Return specialist Jeremy Ross's muff punt killed us, Harbaugh said. It was a turnover that shouldn't happen. Harbaugh then railed cornerback Asa Jackson about the two personal foul penalties. There's no place for that. And for one guy to have two in a game is unacceptable. John then focused on the growth moments this 2-7 season affords, that challenges present good opportunities for players to prune, to knock the rough edges off. I know what kind of players we have. I believe in these guys and their abilities. They're the kind of players we want to have on our team. When we all stand firm together, nobody's going to flinch, no matter how long it takes. It's not about pointing fingers. It's about having somebody's back. But how long did it take the Ravens to flinch? One day, the only two players who apparently did not have proverbial fingers pointed at them, Jeremy Ross and Asa Jackson, were released on Tuesday. Two questions for Coach Harbaugh. When will you just stop with the words and the saying things out loud? And who you crapping?
Ray's a heck of a guy.
Thanks, Paul. Hayden Fry's mustache has sent us this. This goes out to human petri dish Jenny McCarthy, who, following her former Two and a Half Men co-star Charlie Sheen's admission that he's HIV positive, said the following. Playing his love interest on the show even back in the day, that's not fair. It's scary. I have sympathy for him because, you know, he's sick and it's awful. But, man, he's going to have some major accountability with many people in his life. So let's get this straight, Jenny. You, one of the most outspoken anti-vaccination loons, are complaining about being exposed potentially to somebody else's disease for the fear that you might contract it. So the next time you read about an outbreak of measles, mumps, whooping cough, or any of the other diseases that should only be read about in history books at this point, look in a mirror and ask yourself who you're crapping.
Nicely done.
In Displains, here is Jason. He's on the score.
This crap goes out to presidential candidate and strangely orange human being Donald Trump. As we all know, the tragic shootings in Paris last week occurred primarily at bars and sports arenas. In a speech in Texas, Trump repeated his belief that if more people had guns, there would be less gun violence. I'm no policy expert, but I think this would be great for Chicago sports. I can't wait till the first Bears-Packers game. Before that happens, a dozen drunk doofuses in Ditka jerseys will start shooting at some poor Packers fans. Oh, at least that would have made last year's games more entertaining. And I can't wait to be in Wrigleyville when the Cubs win a playoff game and all the inebriated idiot 20-somethings spilled up bars to fire their 44 magnums in the air. The hippie blowhard will have to make a Rodney King-esque why can't we just get along type speech. I'm especially excited for the first Sox game. Oh, wait, never mind, they already carry guns there. Donald, it's a complex world. I don't think you and your complex hair can solve its problems. Mr. Trump, who are you cracking?
Thank you, Jesus.
But who cares? Who cares? Who cares?
Sean from Elgin says, this goes out to Brad Whitford, geriatric Aerosmith guitarist.
Okay.
In a recent article, Brad explained why Aerosmith has canceled most of their 2016 tour dates, primarily due to lead singer Steven Tyler wanting to focus more on his country music solo career. We kind of feel a little bit abandoned by him, Whitford pontificates. He seems to think his solo career is going to go great guns. He doesn't seem to realize, in my opinion, fans around the globe want to see him in the context of Aerosmith and don't really care for whatever he thinks he's going to do. I don't know if he gets that, but hey, that's what he wants to do. I can't put a gun to his head. It's pretty disappointing. And he follows it up with this. He's reunited with former Ted Nugent guitarist Derek St. Holmes, and they'll release an album entitled Reunion. And he details the pairing as such. Derek and I now live in the same town. We've been great friends since the mid-70s, Whitford reports. Once we're hanging out together, it was a natural evolution. We got to the point of, wow, we got to do something with this. Whitford describes this as modern classic rock, adding, a lot of Aerosmith fans are really going to enjoy this. Let's understand then. Steven Tyler wants to branch out with his country music for a bit, and you think it sucks. Yet, Brad, you are simultaneously branching out with another project, and you really want the masses to consume it. Brad Whitford, who you crapping?
Nice.
I wouldn't have caught that. That's
nope,
what
I would not.
That's what
nope.
We count on you to do that. 312-644-6767. This is Ben. He is in Antioch. He is on Sports Radio 670.
Ted Cruz introduced a bill on Wednesday that would forbid the U.S. from accepting Muslim refugees from Syria out of fear that terrorists may be among them. Anticipating members of ISIS passing themselves off as refugees, Cruz insisted that we, quote, may not admit any refugee based solely on the assertion of the refugee. However, Cruz also argued that the U.S. should welcome Christian refugees with the rationale that they are escaping from the genocidal clutches of ISIS, and there is, quote, not a meaningful risk that a Christian could also be a terrorist. Let's overlook the fact that the Muslim refugees themselves were targeted for death by ISIS for being apostates in the terrorist eyes. Let's instead focus on the question of how does one determine if refugee X is in fact Christian and therefore worthy of Saint Teddy's benevolence? Well, I guess we would have to base it solely on the assertion of the refugee, wouldn't we? Ted Cruz, who you crapping?
That's what we're in the middle of. Boris and Burson, who you crapping? It's our signature segment, you know. So here's what we have. We have time for it to yump on in to 312-644-6767. And as we get toward the bottom of the hour, you know what we're looking for, don't you?
Big finish!
Yeah. And been strong so far, so give us what we want. 312-644-6767. Chicago Sports Radio 67 to score. Who you crapping?
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Tonight at 8 Eastern, only on the NFL Network, the Tennessee Titans, led by their rookie starting quarterback Marcus Mariota, the number 2 overall pick, and new head coach Mike Mularkey, travel to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jags have won 2 out of their last 3. And before you snicker at the 3-6 Jaguars and me talking about playoff possibilities, if the Titans go down tonight, the Jaguars have as many wins as anybody in the division. And then they have extra time off before taking on the Chargers, who have been all banged up by injuries. Then they travel to Tennessee, back with the Colts and the Falcons at home. It's not out of the realm of possibility that Blake Bortles, with Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns at wide receiver, make a run towards the playoffs with the Jaguars. But you can't get in the playoff conversation if you can't beat the Titans. And that opportunity, with gold uniforms, is right in front of them tonight on the NFL Network. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
Terry Boris here.
And Matt Amaticola.
And we would like to take a couple seconds to introduce you to a brand new special friend of ours.
Yeah, it's Mattress Firm. You're going to hear us talk about them a lot coming up here in the future. If you're probably like me, you don't think much about your mattress, and maybe you don't sleep as well as you should be sleeping, and you don't do anything about it. Maybe it's been 10 or 15 years since you bought a mattress. You need to go see our friends at Mattress Firm.
Go to mattressfirm.com to find the store nearest you. After you do that, you head in, and you know what you get? Year-end sale, and you shop early for Black Friday savings right now.
I'm actually going Saturday, buddy, and I'm going to pick out my Tempur-Pedic bed that I'm going to bring home. I'm very excited.
Those are sweet, aren't they?
No, it's great. It's the adjustable bed, so if you like to sit in bed at night and watch TV, or maybe you sit in bed, you do some work, or you read, it's adjustable, and they have split adjustables, so
you know, if you sleep with someone on, you know, on a regular basis every night, and you want, maybe they want to lay down flat and you want to sit up a little bit and watch TV, you can do that. They have the big king-size beds that all move up together, or you can split them and do that way, too.
And here's what they want you to do. They want you to sleep happy with 0% APR for 3 years. Here's what you do. You call 1-888-534-6894 for details about credit costs and terms. We guarantee it. Mattress Firm, you will love it.
And they do have same-day delivery. They also have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't like what you get, they're going to work with you to make sure you sleep happy every night. Not only is it a great product, but they're great people. We're excited to be partnered up with them. You're going to like them as well. They're going to treat you like family, not just a customer while you're in their shopping.
And I get a mattress, too. That's the best part.
And he gets a mattress, too. How about that?
Yeah, that's terrible. I just sit here and get to listen.
Terrible.
And I
don't want you to sleep happy. I don't want you to come in and feel good.
The two of us don't care if you sleep happy.
I'm going to be a new man sleeping happy.
Yeah, so if you go in there, they'll set you up. They'll find out what you want, what's best for your body, for your lifestyle. Yeah, and they'll take care of you completely. Really good people, and it's not just about getting a mattress, because we're not going to try to sell you a mattress. Terry and I have no idea about mattresses,
but
we do know good people, and that's what they are. So this weekend, make some plans, get out to a Mattress Firm store nearest to you, and to see what they have. Maybe it's time for a new mattress for your bed. Go to mattressfirm.com, find out more.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to prosper.com/win. That's prosper.com/win.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Everyone loves getting a shout out. Merci, Europe's famous gift giving chocolate, invites you to send one that may be read on air right here on B96 Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter your thank you. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Sunday, join both our pre- and post-game shows live from Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe in Darien. First from 9 to noon, it's the Scores pre-game show, starring Score football experts Hub Arkish, Dan Pompey, and Patrick Manley. Then, it's the Mercy Hospital post-game show with former Bear All-Pro center Olin Kreutz, former Bear Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams, and Score football expert Hub Arkish. Heard directly after the game, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Big finish!
That's what we're looking for. Boris and Bernstein, we are at the tail end of who you crapping, and we are looking for you to finish it off right.
If you want to be part of the second bank, you can. 312-644-6767. Keenan in Darien writes, even as a common person, I can imagine beyond the financial windfall, being a celebrity isn't much fun. Constant intrusion into your personal life, juggling newly found family members looking to capitalize on your success would be taxing. not to outweigh any perks such as worldwide recognition. So I empathized, albeit slightly, when last week Amy Schumer was quoted at a benefit performance in front of some of her industry colleagues as saying, "I'm like newly famous and it turns out it's not fun." Did you guys know that? I'm just now learning that my dreams have been a sham and it's actually not great and it just only comes with pain. Well, it would stand to reason that someone with that kind of glass half empty view toward their own celebrity would exercise a healthy amount of humility in public. Fast forward to 5 days later, Monday, Schumer was befallen by the common occurrence of forgetting her membership card at a New York City gym. Must have been such a relief for Amy to be denied entrance because of her faux pas. Recognition and subsequent admittance to the gym on her recognizance would only serve to exacerbate the pain of her newfound notoriety. And as eyewitnesses on the scene recount Schumer screaming, "I know you know who I am. I'm famous." I can only believe she meant she was suffering so badly from said fame that the only cure would be admittance to the gym and her subsequent quarter-mile walk on the treadmill, as all outward appearances suggest. Amy Schumer, pick a lane. Who you crapping? That's really, really clever, cleverly written. Tony in Streamwood is on the score. Tony!
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
My first crap.
Good luck with your first crap.
Matt Larkin of the Hockey News came up with what he called a fan suffering index, where he ranked the fan bases of all 30 NHL teams on how miserable it was to cheer for each. He ranked each one on things like overtime playoff losses, draft busts, ticket prices, and then added a completely arbitrary category called sympathy bonus, where 26 of the 30 teams received zeros, but the Canucks received 30, catapulting them to the top of the list. His reasoning? They lost two Stanley Cup finals in Game 7s, and then the fans had to endure riots after those losses. Now, if just a few bad apples lost their minds, this would be fair. But in reality, we all know hundreds upon hundreds of people took to the streets causing significant damage, many of whom were photographed wearing Canucks gear. You see, the fans didn't endure rioters. They were the rioters. So, Matt Larkin, who are you crapping?
Nice. Good, nice. Tony. That's perfect. Great, Tony. Yeah, don't be perfect. A stranger. Not it's on. Good. Adam in Buffalo Grove says, following the Paris attacks, Ted Cruz decided the most gracious and kind thing he could do as a Christian, of course, and was demand the U.S. not admit any refugees of Muslim faith. He said there is no meaningful risk of Christians committing acts of terror. If there were a group of radical Christians pledging to murder anyone who had different religious views, we would have a different national security situation. Well, how generous of him to lump together all people of one religious affiliation as terrorists. And how Christian of him to condemn hundreds of thousands of innocents because a few have joined ISIS. Because we all know that Christians don't commit acts of terror, right, Ted?
No.
Peaceful, tolerant people want no part of any violence or hatred of any kind. Like Christian neo-Nazi Wade Michael Page, who murdered six Sikhs in their temple in Wisconsin because he was too stupid to know the difference between a Sikh and a Muslim. Or Dr. George Tiller, an abortion doctor who saw two separate attempts on his life by Christian extremists. Or Jim David Atkinson, who walked into a Tennessee church during children's play and started shooting people at random because the liberals were ruining the country. Or, hey, here's another example of Christian love and charity. Timothy McVeigh, who killed 168 people and wounded more than 600 in a gregarious example of Christian love. All of this isn't even a joke anymore. It wasn't ever very funny when it was. The religious right likes to claim moral high ground and crow about the greatness of Jesus and his teachings, but when the moment actually arrives where a little of that Christian charity and kindness they love to aggrandize themselves with could actually be put to good use, where is it? The Christianity is then swiftly discarded, giving us a clear view of how much they truly value their religion of peace and love. Ted Cruz, I can't wait until your fat face is out of this race and off my TV. I wish we'd shown some of your Christian values to your father when he was fleeing persecution in communist Cuba in the 1950s. Then you wouldn't be here, and we wouldn't have to ask you who you crapping.
Tough day for old Ted Cruz.
Indeed it is. And this is, I'm introduced to someone new here by walking, talking Stephen Hawking, who has it for Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. Last week, he joined Madison Talk Show Up Front with Vicky McKenna to discuss his recent 3-day trip to El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. as well as talk about the more than 200,000 children and women who fled to the U.S. from those countries over the last 2 years, taking a strong stance on the subject of deportation. Johnson said he had no issue with deporting those 200,000 refugees back to their countries, despite many of them asking for asylum due to the fear of war and violence that awaited them in their native lands. He said, people are saying that deporting children there is sending them into a war zone. That's incorrect. It's obviously a poorer country than America, but it's a beautiful country. The people are beautiful. He shared his thoughts on what would solve the problem and rebuild those countries, saying you could establish along the zones of the coast gorgeous resort zones. If we could help them do that, they could start rebuilding their economy. Yes, resorts. Sprawling, all-inclusive resorts filled with vacationers chugging down alcohol. That's the answer to the problems in drug-ridden, violent countries. How can we be so blind? Well, here are the homicide rates for those three countries per 100,000 citizens. Honduras, 90.4. El Salvador, 42.2. Guatemala, 39.9. What are those ranks on a global scale? First, fourth, fifth. Worst homicide rates in the world, according to a 2014 UN study. So, Ron, those are violent war zones. You may have seen beautiful ocean views during your three-day tour. But the risk of each country's drug cartels and other violent aspects are posing leave few, if any, beautiful views for the fleeing refugees to return home to. Ron Johnson, who you crapping?
Wow.
The manometer needs a good checking.
Oh, it is ready to burst. I stay close. You know, the weather, I can't go far anyway, so I'm at
Mantino.
I am in Mantino.
I knew it. So closing out, who you crapping and bearing that pressure will be Matt in Mokena on the score.
Hey, how's it going, guys? This is my first crap.
Good luck with your first crap.
My crap goes out to Chris Collinsworth. In Sunday night's game against the Cardinals, or the Cardinals against the Seahawks, we had Mike Iupati go out. He pulled for a block and got laid out by Cam Chancellor with his head down. So while he was down, they did commercial break. Collinsworth opens it up then and says, well, you know, the Seattle fans, always classy when players get injured. Again, it showed a couple of fans clapping. I'd like to remind Mr. Collinsworth of 2 years ago in the NFC Championship game, Navarro Bowman had a knee injury on the goal line. As he was being carted off the field at CenturyLink, he had popcorn and food thrown on him by the same Seattle fans that were classy. So, Collinsworth, who you crapping?
You know, I played against the 85 Bears team in 86.
With the things you say,
hey,
buddy. Maybe you were having an off day. You must have thought it would happen, but hey, buddy,
who you crapping?
Scoreboard update
from the Score Update Studio. I'm Chris Ranji. Matt Forte held out of indoor Bears practice today's dealing with that sore knee still, and he says he's being cautious right now.
I still gotta, you know, play smart. I've been talking to our head trainer and obviously Coach Fox about it, because we got 2 games in 4 days or 5 days or whatever it is, and so you know, I got to be smart about it. I don't know what our plan is right now.
The Bears host Denver on Sunday. Alshon Jeffrey sat out of an indoor practice today. Again, because of the wind outside, they went indoors. Bears All Access is tonight on the Score in a half hour. NFL on the Score right after that. The Jaguars take on the Titans. We will have the broadcast starting at 7 o'clock. Aaron Rodgers limited in practice today with a sore throwing shoulder, but is expected to be good to go for them, the Packers, that is, Sunday against Minnesota. Baseball, Bryce Harper named the National League Most Valuable Player. He is the youngest ever to win unanimously. The American League winner will be announced shortly. The Cubs have signed reliever Andury Acevedo to a 1-year deal, and they have claimed reliever Jack Leathersich off waivers from the Mets. Hey, sports fans, listen to the Score for a chance to win VIP tickets to the Fanatics Authentic Sports Spectacular November 20th through the 22nd. Visit fanaticsshows.com for information. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Wow, youngest player ever to be named unanimously MVP, huh? That's quite a thing for Bryce Harper. We talked a lot about him during the season, and that's the kind of year it was. Despite what the Nationals did, it was kind of hard to ignore him.
Well,
a little different. It's kind of difficult to say, well, you know, he didn't help them win. Well, That's true. They didn't win, but he was phenomenal.
Yeah, nothing that befell them had anything to do with how good he was at baseball or not. That's a guy you're going to have to get used to. You may not like him, but he's going to be something that you and this league have to deal with for a while. Now, we're going to be out tomorrow. Actually, I'll be out with Barry Rosner.
Yes, Barry Rosner.
The Bud Light Who Needs to Tavern Tour. This is a new stop for us. It's called Another Round Bar and Grill, 5141 Main Street in Downers Grove. And I guess there's a couple ways to get there. There's sort of an I-55 way coming up to the south. But I think if you just get off Highland at an 88 and take Highland straight south, it kind of turns right into Main Street and you're right there. So I think that's why I'm getting there. We're looking forward to it. We'll have stuff to give away, stuff to talk about, continuing to preview the Bears and the Broncos, among other things. And, you know, we were discussing about Brock Osweiler and what the effect would be on the offense. You know, Greg Gabriel saying that they wouldn't be able to sort of get up to the line and trust Osweiler to do all the Peyton Manning stuff. But this is from Mike in Denver, who has seen this team a lot.
Yep.
And he emails to say, Gary Kubiak has been pretty picky about how this offense is being labeled in the media. He won't call it his offense. He won't call it Manning's offense. We heard Big Cat talk about Osweiler running Manning's offense after he came to the game, which means that's what they'll run on Sunday. But the Denver world right now doesn't think that's so. The current take is they'll be running the same offense that Baltimore ran last year, that the Texans ran, and the one you saw in Denver with Elway and Jake Plummer. They'll be running Kubiak's offense. The quarterback under center, zone blocking, plenty of play action and bootlegs. It makes a lot of sense, too. It's simpler than Manning's offense and fairly idiot-proof. It demands a quarterback with a bit of a rocket for an arm to keep the safeties honest, which further opens up the run game. Kubiak is very tight with control over what play is called and when. Osweiler has similar physical characteristics to Elway. He's quick, he's tall, has a crazy strong arm. That said, I have absolutely no idea if he's good at football. He could be David Carr, but he could be more like Elway.
Yeah, he was. He led them to 2 touchdowns against the Chiefs after the game was well out of control. We know the Chiefs are jumping all over him because, well, Peyton kept throwing the ball to them, so that kind of helped them. But he did lead 2 touchdown drives, and that's really it. I mean, I don't know if you judge by that in a game where they, you know, it was kind of like a little looser because they were so far ahead, and he gets 2 touchdown drives. Yahoo! They don't care. They still win the game. I mean, I just don't think there's a huge body to really know exactly what he's going to do. I'm sure he's going to run what Kubiak wants him to. I don't doubt that. Kubiak runs a tight ship, man. You're going to do what he tells you to do. It's just that I don't know if he can do it all day.
Nope.
I don't. Can he do it against a team that's loosey-goosey? Sure. Sure, in a game like that, it's out of control, and they kind of like, oh, okay, go ahead. All right, throw it away. But against a team that isn't, I don't know.
Here's a baseball note for you from Chris Komka of Comcast Sportsnet via Twitter. The last 3 times, the rookie of the year was older than the league MVP. 2005.
Wow.
2005, you had Howard and Pujols. So you got to go all the way back there, when Howard was bashing balls everywhere. Then they gave him all the money, and then that was done.
Oh, a ton of money.
Wow. What did he make at the time? It was like $120 million or something like that.
Yeah, he was making $25 million a year, $27 million this year.
He was.
Yeah.
Oy.
Yeah. He most assuredly was.
That's too much.
You think that's too much?
For Ryan Howard?
Ryan Howard, yep.
I didn't even know he was still in the country. Yep. And then 2014, when Abreu was older than Trout, and this year, Chris Bryant is older than Bryce Harper.
Wow.
Think about that.
And old buddies.
Yep.
How about that? I don't know when the last time that was either. Where they're old buddies.
From Vegas, the two of them and Joey Gallo.
And Joey Gallo.
Who were all playing in like 8U, 9U, 10U teams. I don't want to see that team coming, boy.
That's a tough team. That's trouble for you right away.
Yeah, Bernsie.
Yeah.
Ryan Howard's made $20 million or more a season since 2011.
God.
That's that back end of that contract was ridiculous. And he collected every bit of it.
That's just horrible.
Yeah, well, look, they signed a lot of bad money, Ruben Amaro Jr. Here's the thing, though. I'll say this, and I think somewhat, look, you had to pay him. I mean, he was a big part of your championship teams, and he was, you know, they were playing well, they dominated, they won the East, but here's the thing. You know that he actually kind of stuck the minor league system while he was at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got a ton of really good young players. I mean, I don't know if they're ready for this year, but it isn't like it's a total burnout on the Phillies. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, he's gone and by popular demand. But the fact is that when you look at the Phillies farm system, it's not bad at all.
Yeah, but that he started in at $25 million. Well, the $20 million started in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
For Ryan, God, I forgot.
Yeah, $25 million next year.
Next year,
$23 million 17 is a $10 million buyout option.
But in 2012, these are his OPS numbers starting in 2012.
Oh, this ain't gonna be good.
718, 784, 690, and last year 720.
$155 million to date.
Well, that's good work if you can get it, and that's a good agent.
It is a good agent. That's good. He just fell off the map. He couldn't hit at a younger and just like the rest of them. But I'll say, like I say, despite the fact that, yes, a lot of bad contracts and a lot of other things, the fact is that he did not ignore finding prospects.
You know, one of the guys we'll talk to tomorrow as part of our football package around 440 is Dan Durkin. And he just sent me a note saying that this is what he wrote about in his What to Watch For regarding Brock Osweiler. He says he's much more similar to Joe Flacco, whom Kubiak coached in Baltimore. He says they will indeed get back to their outside zone runs and set up play action off of it. How effective it is remains to be seen.
Foxy will be waiting for him.
Yeah, he will. Shea McClellan will be ready to shoot those gaps and knock him down.
I don't think we say that like we have a lot of commitment to that.
I don't. I say it, but I don't have a lot of commitment to it.
Yeah, I don't either. I know the Broncos are better, I don't know that they're better with that guy quarterback, and so that's what makes it interesting. I'm not sure. Again, actually, with Peyton Manning, I'd really like the Bears.
When we get done, we've got Bears All Access from 6 to 7. It's Zach Zaidman and Tom Thayer and their fine cast of...
Charles Leno Jr. is your guest tonight.
Charles Leno Jr. After that, the Tennessee Titans at the Jacksonville Jaguars with our guy Ian Eagle on the call. God, he's busy, man.
Yeah, he is.
Got to go right from this to get ready to call that Bears game. This guy, Dan Fouts. I thought it was very cool. If you missed that interview at 3 o'clock with Ian Eagle, you should go back and podcast it. Because he, as always, I mean, he's doing comedy bits.
Yeah, he's doing comedy bits. And, he's got the crack dealer at the door.
And I mentioned the comparison that I made about, you know, being 4 years old and watching the last days of Johnny Unitas.
For me, it was Pompeii. Like, actual Pompeii.
And then he said that they were going to work it into the broadcast with because Dan Fouts was the rookie in waiting at that position on that team. I completely forgot.
I did too.
That in 73, there he was, ready to go. Probably already looking like he was 42 years old.
Yeah, Johnny Unitas did not know when to quit either. So I guess there's a tradition of it. I think now, technically, you are allowed to do that because everybody else has done it. Why should you be any different? Why should you quit if you don't feel like it?
We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One's.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Everyone has someone to thank during the holidays. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to share a thank you that may be read on air right here on B96, Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Vice President at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Jordan.
How are we doing there?
Jordan's been listening to David's ads and seeing him on TV for years and finally called him to refinance his 9.9%. That's right, 9.9% mortgage. David answered Jordan's questions and is helping him slash his interest rate in half and reduce his payment nearly $500 a month. Jordan didn't call sooner because he thought his credit sucked. Wrong. Jordan had great credit. He's going to be saving nearly $6,000 a year. If you're one of the many people with a rate greater than 4% and you want to see if David can help you lower your rate and payment like he helped Jordan, don't wait. Call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. If you want to work with a knowledgeable and trustworthy lender who will always look out for your financial best interest, call David, 312-751-1333. David's helped thousands of Score listeners. We can't help you if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358 and NMLS number 19186. pearlmortgage.com/license.
Attend the Ileana Golf Merchandise Sale November 20th through 22nd at Balmoral Woods in Crete. 15 area professionals have combined their merchandise under one roof to pass drastic savings onto you. For more info, visit balmoralwoods.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Restrictions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
There's a book on every player in this league. Obviously, his book is not real thick because there hasn't been a lot of playing time, but you know, how he fits in the offense, what they'll try to do with him, I think we have a pretty good understanding of.
Oh, that that's our guy, John Fox. There's not the very big book on Brock Osweiler, but there's a book to be put on your head.
No, don't, Terry. That's a bad public service.
No, it's not a big enough.
No,
book?
It is not big enough.
Is it a pamphlet?
Yes, it's a small Brock Osweiler pamphlet that hopes one day to grow into a book.
There's a book on every player in this league.
But how can there be for Brock Osweiler? He hasn't done anything. How can you have a book? I'm serious.
You know, and there was a thing too today that I meant to get to, but there seems to be some controversy. I mentioned this earlier about how John Fox left. I mean, I was under the impression that he lost that playoff game last year to the Colts. That was it. And I think most people were under that impression. And then he sort of goes back with John Elway, and then he leaves. But that wasn't the plan to make him leave, but he want, you know, it's like weird. Even that part of how he goes, because Denver columnist Mark Kisla,
mm-hmm. Kisla,
he was,
yeah.
I told him I had a book him for you tomorrow if you could, because you can find the story. It's like he's given it to Fox, and it's like hinting, I think, that he thinks Fox walked out on Denver. Didn't you think at the time, if memory serves, that when he loses that game, that's it?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the end was here if you lose that playoff game?
I thought so. I thought it was just enough that they didn't like his conservative ways.
Yes.
They didn't like his game coaching.
Correct.
And they've simply decided that we're going to go in another direction for multiple reasons.
Yeah, it's like that he went back to him and they decided this. I think he went back to him just to make sure he was going to fire him, and then he left. I mean, I thought for sure that was it. Everybody, to me, report, hey, dude, you don't win this. The Broncos fail in this. It's a last gasp. We know that Peyton's running out of time.
Yeah,
you're fired.
It was all percolating before. They didn't think, and apparently what I thought I understood at the time was that they thought that John Fox essentially was a point A to point B coach, and they were in at the 11th hour of point B to point C.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Right?
Yes, that's what I thought, but I couldn't have been more incorrect, apparently. I mean, they're just this guy's, Mark Kisner's a good columnist, giving him the business. Giving Foxy the business over, kind of like...
And he just abandoned them, he left them high and dry. No, John Elway, and look...
John Elway wasn't happy. That was clearly... I know there's stuff that must happen during the season, because everybody, hell, if we knew it, and felt like, yeah, you lose this game, dude, this is over, then how did you not know it? The Super Bowl didn't do him much good.
And also, the way it was handled did not evince the kind of bitterness that you would think would happen if they thought he was running out on him. Because they had that press conference where Elway thanked himself when he meant to thank John.
And it was to thank John Elway.
Right, but to me, I thought at the time it was so over the top in their thanks that made it more clear it was a firing.
Yeah, this shift change, by the way, brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, saluting military families, presented by Kia and Magellan this Saturday at 7. I just thought it was too cut and dry to give, you know, John Fox. Look, if you want to give John Fox grief, you go ahead. I don't care. That's all right. We give him grief all the time, whatever it is, and he's a guy you just enjoy doing that to. But I didn't think in this case like he was running away from the Broncos. I didn't. I mean, maybe, you know, if you find Mark and ask him, that's what I read into it. I'm reading it, and that's what he says, that, you know, he's so full of baloney, it's coming out of his ears. Talking about John Fox, it's his lead. I mean, I'm thinking, well, that's not, maybe we're wrong. But that's the way I kind of got it. It was like, dude, you know, maybe we can read. This is going to be, we're not going to punch each other, but this is the end.
This is over.
That's it.
Then one way or another, this is over, and let's end this however we got to end it.
Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, saluting military families, presented by Kia and Magellan this Saturday at 7. Some quick thank yous before we turn it over to Bears All Access, Zach, Tom Thayer, and Charles Leto Jr.
We thank Zach for joining us, as well as Matt Miller, Ian Eagle, Greg Gabriel, and Brian Billick.
We thank our crack production staff, the best in the damn business, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
I'd like to start out this press conference with a thank you to John Elway, John Fox.
I love Matt Abaticola. And he's Dale Jr. He's our answer. He's eliminated the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Just coming out, you know, rolling.
You know, just go. That's our focus this week. I mean, just let's go, okay? We're leaving on Saturday. Let's just full steam ahead, okay? We don't need to sit back and pause and this and that. Let's just go.
Got it, coach. That's right. They're at, where are those at one? They are at Seattle.
Just go.
Gonna tear them a new one. Mm-hmm. Jim Tom Sula. Mm-hmm. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing.
Thanks,
you guys will do it all over again from another round in Downers Grove.
Yeah.
I already thanked Barry for filling in. I'm going to try this again tomorrow. I think I will have it done by tomorrow, early tomorrow morning. I think I will have it finished at last. All right, everybody have a terrific weekend. I will talk to you on Monday. Dan and Barry will be in Downers Grove. Stop by the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern to it another round. Have a great weekend.
Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the 4 and 5 Bears, it's a team John Fox knows a little bit about. The Denver Broncos. We've got all the specifics and breaking news leading up to game time. So keep it here on Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score and 6-7ofthescore.com, Chicago's own.
Everyone loves getting a shout-out. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to send one that may be read on air right here on B96 Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter your thank you. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now, now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
Come out for the Miller Lite's Best Seat in the House Monday Night Football Party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Crystal Lake and Hoffman Estates starting at 7:30 p.m. Register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the Ultimate Fan Cave Prize Pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter and present to win.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Sushi, tacos, burgers, salads. There's something for everyone at Hub 51, Chicago's hottest restaurant, located at 51 West Hubbard in River North. Hub51Chicago.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call.